Hey, let's talk about economics, or rather, Herconomics. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Herconomics. I am your host, Kat Hercules. Today is going to be a pretty short episode about scarcity. Scarcity is actually the fundamental base of economics. If you were to Google the definition of economics, it would basically be the study of scarcity and how people solve scarcity. This is a key concept of supply and demand, consumer choices, and so many more. So let's get right into it. Scarcity of goods and services is the situation that arises from the fact that we have limited resources but unlimited wants. This is the economic problem. When it comes to economics and the idea of scarcity, it is essential to understand the relationship between choices and trade-offs. Every choice has a cost, and you can't always get what you want. Lionel Robbins, an English economist, once said, "Everywhere we turn, if we choose one thing, we must relinquish others, which, in different circumstances, we would wish not to have relinquished." Our world revolves around scarcity, and because of this, people and society cannot have all of the time, money, and possessions that they want. The typical problem in consumerism is that consumers have a limited amount of money to spend on things, including wants and needs. To conceptualize the trade-offs consumers face when making choices, we can look at a budget constraint. A budget constraint indicates all of the combination of items that a consumer can afford. Let's look at an example. Say you have $20 to spend each week that you allocate for iced coffee and bagels. Each iced coffee is $4, while bagels are $2 each. You can spend that $20 in a variety of ratios. You could get 5 iced coffees and no bagels, or you could get 10 bagels and no iced coffees. Typically, a consumer wouldn't choose an all-or-nothing approach. Alternatively, you could get any combination of the two items as long as you stay at or below $20. For example, you can get 3 iced coffees and 4 bagels, or 4 iced coffees and 2 bagels, and many different combinations. All along the budget set, giving up 1 iced coffee means gaining 2 bagels. If you linearly graph all the combinations of iced coffees and bagels you can afford, given the price of the two goods and your budget, you will have your budget constraint. Any point outside of this constraint is not affordable, since it would cost more money than you have allotted for bagels and coffee. This shows the trade-off you face in choosing between iced coffee and bagels. If you were to ask someone what it would cost for 1 more iced coffee, they would probably say $4. But if you were to ask an economist, they would ask how many bagels you would have to give up in order to get 1 more iced coffee while also staying within your budget. That is the true cost to you, and that is the idea behind opportunity cost. This indicates what one must give up to obtain what one wants. The cost of an item is the lost opportunity to have or do something else. In the iced coffee and bagel scenario, the opportunity cost of an iced coffee is the 2 bagels you would have to give up. You would have to decide whether or not to get an iced coffee based on whether the value of the coffee exceeds the value of the bagels. When making choices like these, consumers use marginal analysis. Marginal analysis means examining the benefits and costs of choosing a little more or a little less of a good. Do you want to start your own podcast? I suggest Buzzsprout. Buzzsprout makes everything easy for me as a creator and a host. With Buzzsprout, you'll get a great-looking podcast website, audio players that you can drop into other websites, detailed analytics to see how people are listening, tools to promote your episodes, and more. I started Herconomics almost completely clueless, but with the support from the Buzzsprout team and the services that they provide, I've been able to create my dream podcast with very little stress. They take out all of the guessing and research and instead have everything in one easy-to-navigate website. By following the link in the show notes, you will get a $20 Amazon gift card if you sign up for a paid plan. Join me and over 100,000 podcasters already using Buzzsprout to create your own podcast. It's easier than you think. When people want things or services, they want them for the utility that they provide. You can think of utility as satisfaction, and it is subjective. Economists assume that the more of a good that you consume, the more utility you get. Simultaneously, the utility you receive from consuming this first unit of a good is usually more than the utility received from consuming the 5th, 10th, or 50th unit of that same good. This is known as the law of diminishing marginal utility. This law explains why people and societies rarely make all or nothing choices. If your favorite movie is The Avengers, you would not exclusively watch The Avengers and nothing else. The marginal or additional utility from your 75th watch of The Avengers would not be very high. To round this all out, the budget constraint structure suggests that when people make choices in a world of scarcity, they will use marginal analysis to decide if they would like a little more or a little less. Well, that is the end of this episode on scarcity. Thank you so much for listening. I know it was kind of short, but this is kind of all I really wanted to cover in this episode. You can connect with me on Instagram at Herconomics Podcast and on Twitter at Herconomics Pod. Please DM me, email me, or comment on any social media posts with any questions that you have. They can be about today's topic, anything I mentioned at all in this episode, or just another economic concept that you want to know more about. I appreciate everyone that has taken the time to listen every week, and I value all of my new listeners too. I hope that each week you end the episode knowing more about economics and can apply these skills and concepts to everyday life. I have been thinking about changing the format of my podcast a little bit to accommodate some real-world application. I am playing around with the idea of doing bi-weekly topic explanations, like this episode, and then in between choosing a real-life current economic situation and explaining it, as well as the economic implications, so I can help my listeners better understand current events. Please let me know what you think about this, or if you have any other ideas, I would love your feedback. Thanks for listening to me talk about economics the Herconomics way.